Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN.
911 or 311? That's the question. Find out next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 183, recorded Friday, January 31st, 2013.
Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
The telephone number with the largest recognition worldwide is clearly 911. In fact, it's so well recognized and known that it starts to create problems when it's used for non-emergencies. One of the common things often muttered to themselves by 911 call takers is, "Hey, this is 911, not 411, emergencies only." But unfortunately, we've done too well of a job. People know that 911 will reach public safety, and they just don't stop to think that they're tying up emergency dispatchers from real emergencies. The situation gets even more aggravated when multiple agencies can't agree on a 911 policy, as seen in Macomb County, Michigan, where Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle launched a campaign with the public advising them to call 911 to report potholes. Not potheads, potholes. Now, that decision obviously drew the attention of the Michigan State Police, who issued a statement later that day advising the public not to tie up 911 with pothole calls. Now, while Macomb County Sheriff Anthony Wickersham said that he was fine with 911 calls in his county reporting hazardous potholes, some people say he's not taking into consideration how and where cellular 911 calls are routed. The problem that comes into play where you may experience a pothole in one jurisdiction, but by the time you actually make the phone call to report the problem, you may have moved to a different agency's area of responsibility, such as the state police or other municipality. In some states, all cellular calls go to the state police regardless of where you are. But even if that's not the case, when you place a 911 call from a cellular phone, your call attaches to the closest tower with the best signal strength. Based on the antenna face, and there are three of them on each tower that each cover a 120-degree arc of the compass. Now, you connect with one of those, and the municipality that's serviced by the particular antenna face is where your call is routed based on your location at the start of a call. So you can see, if you didn't pull over and stop, you might be in a completely different jurisdiction when you actually place the call, and then of course there's always the state border to consider. While 911 calls for potholes might be okay in one state, someone may actually be accused of making false 911 calls in another state. The solution for this is actually a simple one, and it's just a matter of changing the leading digit from a 9 to a 3, and this has already been deployed in many cities around the country. The solution is the 311 services that have been established by many larger metropolitan governments to provide constituents with easy access by a single number to government services. Now, these centers actually often use the very same technology utilized by public safety to locate and route the caller to a 311 center close to them. And you'll find these in New York, Miami, Chicago, as well as other major cities around the U.S. Now, the cool part about this is that all of the information that's available to public safety is also available to the 311 call taker. In fact, in many cases, even more information could be made available based on an established profile for a particular telephone number. Now, one of the largest 311 centers in the country is New York City. In addition to handling calls for just about any municipal service, calls are answered in about 50 languages. You see, once a person calls 311 the first time, it's a simple task to tag that constituent profile with a language identifier. So the next time they place a call, the advanced contact center technology deployed in the 311 center can automatically route that call to a call taker with that particular language skill. Now, if you take it one step further, another use case would be calling 311 to report a pothole. And once that report is entered into the system, it would be a simple matter to connect a repeat caller with an interactive voice response, or IVR system, that then advises them what the status of their previous complaint was. Now, not only does this provide more and real-time information and feedback to those constituents that had complaints, it actually frees up personnel to answer other calls live, making the entire center more efficient. In addition to providing standard voice communications, 311 centers can respond to email, SMS, instant messages, as well as taking pictures and video or any other multimedia content. They can also easily interact with constituents through an app that allows the citizen to enter, report, and track progress on their complaints. Now, while all this may seem like some space-age technology to many municipalities and law enforcement, in actuality, this very same technology is deployed around the world in commercial contact centers. Now, while I'm very cognizant not to draw a direct comparison of a 911 center to a customer service center, the call flow, the information sharing, and the call handling criteria are absolutely identical. And from a resiliency perspective, commercial contact center technology is capable of handling busy hour call completion ratings of 400,000. In fact, several 911 centers that have regionalized and have 30 or 40 positions or more often make their PBX technology decision based on the contact center functionality for automatic call distribution queues. And they do that as their priority decision criteria. Today, there's a valid concern, as expressed by Michigan State Police Lieutenant Michael Shaw, that lines could be tied up with non-emergency calls and potentially block real emergencies. While there's truth in that today, in the future, it'll be of less concern, as the ESINet will be IP-based and therefore dynamically scalable to compensate for the sporadic bursts in traffic. In that environment, the number that you dial will connect you with either emergency or non-emergency services. But for those that do misdial, it's going to be a simple handoff from one agent to another, all in a common center, but with different skill sets, such as emergency dispatch or public service. The bottom line is that trunking is no longer going to be a gating factor, limiting the access from the public. With this type of technology deployed, throughout the government services offered in a large city, any type of X11 service could be easily deployable across the common architecture. Are you aware of what other X11 services are available around the country? Here's a current list of services and their common use. Note, not all of these numbers are available everywhere in the U.S. 111 is commonly being used for non-emergency medical assistance. 211, non-emergency human needs assistance like welfare and housing. 311, local government information. 411, telephone information. 511, traffic information. 611, telephone repair. 711, telephone device for deaf or TDD relay. 811, call before you dig. And of course, 911, police, fire, and medical emergencies. While you're thinking about it, are all these dialable from your PBX? I'll bet you missed a few, like 811 and 711.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.